Nathan Brooks, I'd like to welcome you to April's Enterprise Regeneration Tourism meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly, as we're currently on unprecedented times. Can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off, switched to silent, and use these mobile devices for recording this afternoon. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded from discussion when committee items. Members of the public and friends must refrain from using the messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone finds them doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in legal delay from the meeting. I remind members of their obligations under the Financial Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item to business before committee today. If you have such an interest, please let us know now or immediately towards the item itself, stating the item of business that relates to. Having declared enough an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up to the call for the duration of discussions on our item and should not subtract your vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for the time which is considered any attempt matters. The recording is subject to the microphone system of the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring an agenda as listed. At this stage, you unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you're physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: SQ if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Following the presentation of the officer's report, the chairperson will call for a proposer and seconder. This should be done using the instant messaging feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If two members ask to propose, the first member having indicated through the instant messenger will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute and indicate vocally that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate by the instant message feature, but we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Thanks for very much for your much, folks. Okay, so item number one, which is apologies and chairperson's remarks. And apologies from Councillor Hannah, Councillor Savage, Councillor O'Grady, and Councillor Hart. I would just like also like to take this opportunity to pass on reading some things to Councillor Flanagan from the Southern Ontario Council of our cousin Julie Keenan.
Thank you very much on behalf of the SALP. We do link on for our sustainable voters and to give something to Eva and to her family and to friends as well. Just like Sam and very much for thoughts and prayers, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, we'll move on to item number three, which is declarations of interest. Okay, so item number three is the action sheet. I'll go through it page by page. Page 1, page 3, page 3, page 4. Okay, can I hold on a second, please? Both the Councillor Andrews. And I have a second. Okay. Item number 4 is the Labour Market Partnership Action Plan 22-23, and that's yourself, Mr. McGillan.
Yes, Chair. Very detailed report presented this evening, Chair, which details in summary the action plan for the local LNP programme for the current financial year 22-23. Chair, we have been advised by the Department that the action plan has been approved. And we're still awaiting the letter of offer and cover that one second. Chair, the key recommendations table this evening in the report is to accept the offer when it's received and proceed to approve the business case and make the necessary appointments to bring forward both the external delivery agents and the service level agreements to implement the plan, all subject to funding. Chair, so that those are the recommendations. We're also asking the same approval from the Council to write to the Department. I mean, this has been an ongoing issue with the LNP in terms of funding year on year. We're now into the financial year and we have the letter of offer. you're not sure when the letter of offer is going to arrive, but when it does arrive, it will be prepared then by the end of March 2023, and those are challenging timelines to achieve the objective. So it's just to highlight the term what we're saying through is to write to the department to highlight our concerns in the issue of the letter of offer to allow us to proceed with that activity and to recruit staff. So we have gone through the recruitment of the injuries at risk and we can't appoint.
Thank you, Councillor Carney.
No problem, thank you. Councillor Andrews, you're having second.
I've spoken on the summer event before over the years, but we've worked with jobs and stuff and a wealth of paper, and I'm happy to support the recommendations outlined in 3.1 and say I'm fully supportive of the aims and aspirations of the paper and securing jobs and places in the district. So I'm only too happy to support this, and hopefully, as you say, Johnny, the department will get a speedy response to your request. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Moving on then to item number 5, which is the strategic review of museum services in terms of reference. Andy, take them up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Decision to review the periodical review of museum services was brought by the Council in March. So a term to reference has been drafted for approval. It's included in Appendix 1 of the report's need. Chair.
Thank you, Andy. Okay. I'm going to take Councillor Carney in first as a member of the committee, and then I'll take Emily Manasseh. Okay. So, Andy, you want to go ahead there?
Thank you, Chair. Hope you can hear me better than I can hear you. In regards to that, no, Chair, I just I suppose touching on what I'm sure others will touch on as well. But regarding the state of the museum has been raised as a matter of concern by many members of the public, general members and academic members and all sorts. And I suppose it's really just to. Just given the fact that the museum wasn't able to function there due to staffing and the issues raised around the various positions regarding curators and such like, will this go some way to address certainly the opening hours and certainly the positions of which they are concerns and which, you know, I've raised with the officer, and I'm sure other councillors are going to raise after me. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Moran. Councillor Carney, you're next. Were you
calling me there, Chair?
Yes, Chair, go ahead.
Sorry, the sound's very bad. It's more or less what Andrew was talking about there. We've already passed this in terms of reference tonight, which I think is very important that it's passed and it got there tonight here. When will the museum be opened to the general public for people to visit it after tonight?
Okay. Okay. Is that you, Jeremy? Okay, I'll have Andrew come back in on that. Thank you.
Chair, I can confirm that the museum is actually open at the moment, and part of the review will be looking at the open hours of the museum on a longer term basis. The terms of reference has been created as following SPNR committee in February, ratified by council last month in terms of the requirements, I suppose, in terms of the review of the service and I suppose the opportunity for growth and development of the museum. So, we're confident that the terms of reference there tonight will deliver what's required in terms of this review.
Thank you for that, Andy. Councillor Hannon, you're on the committee, but I'm happy enough to let you come in. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make comments. Can you hear me okay? I can get feedback.
Yes, we can hear you okay here. Yep.
Okay, so Yeah, and I know that myself and Councillor Brown have proposed that this was brought through from our SNR meet. What I would ask is, when is this actually going to be implemented and started?
Councillor Hahn, you froze with ourselves here. Can you still hear us? Just we heard your first part of the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, my team is acting the emergency. So in terms of, like, I do welcome this, and I think it's important that the stakeholder engagement is there, and an independent chairperson coming in to make sure, you know, that all voices are heard. But when will this actually be starting?
Through the chair, yeah, we would be open to start as soon as possible, but the term of reference is given approval to and approval ratified by council. May, but we will be starting immediately after ratification. So we're very conscious that things need to be pushed on, and it's in our benefit to get things started as soon as possible. So as soon as if it's approved and it can be ratified through council, we'll be starting immediately after that.
Okay, I don't know if you've heard me asking, is the museum going to be over Easter?
Very bad sound coming through.
Through the chair. So the opening hours is Wednesday to Friday, and that has been communicated. Unfortunately, due to staff resource issues, we tried our best to get the museum, get a raise for special museum to open over Easter, but unfortunately that's going to be open Wednesday to Friday on a weekly basis now, going forward.
Okay, I think that's quite disappointing given that Easter is an Easter holiday and tourism too. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hannah. Apologies, folks, and there's been 5 of us in the chamber, so I'm not sure what's in all the sciences, but we'll do our best here. Councillor Brown, you're not on the committee, but you do have a comment. Do you mind if I bring in the committee members first?
Well, Una was did come in.
But Robert and Andrew haven't put in their Terry, so I haven't put in their Qs or their Cs, so I think it's only good manners. Is that okay? But that's committee members come in. Councillor Burgess, go ahead.
Sorry, Chair, I can hear very, very little tonight, but this programme should be a WHO, for there's nothing but feedback. I was just wondering, is there anything more that the IT could do there?
Okay, we're going to look into that now, Robert, probably, for that,
and what we can. Thanks for that, Chair.
Councillor Andrews, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Chair. I hope this will bring things from Katie Campion. What is it doing? I know a lot of the elected reps and the staff have been contacted by some money and the district, you know, by expressing their concerns and worries about the staff levels at the museum down in Patrick and the impact this would have on the future of this Patrick Renowned Museum. You know, I don't, as I said, you know, with other people raised concerns about the museum not being opened. One of the busiest weekends in the year, that's the Easter weekend. And as I said, just disappointed. I know officers have heard everybody's trying their best to get this open, but it's sadly it hasn't happened. But I think, you know, the terms of reference, it is very important that it is ratified today, because it's very important that we do hit the ground running and to get this group up and running. And it will be a very important vehicle for everybody at this in the future development and enhancement of our museum to have an input to say, and hopefully whatever recommendations that do come out of that working group will be implemented. But I think it is a very important body that's being set up that will be a perfect avenue too for the museum and for the supporters to have an input and say that agree at development that's going to happen. So again, I'm fully supportive of the recommendations of the paper that before us, and also to support the concerns that we raised, the fact is that the museums aren't open, and but the busiest weekend of the year, and also, I'd say, just efforts to be doing the project for it. Thanks very much, Chair, for your notice.
binding franchises. Is that the proposal in the paper in front of us?
Yes, that proposal.
Thank you for that. Councillor Carter, I'm going to let Councillor Bryan in because you've already spoken on this, okay? So I'm going to let Councillor Bryan, do you want to go ahead now?
Thank you, I appreciate that. Look, as the proposer of the motion, along with or of this getting the ball rolling on this review, along with Una, I'm glad to see it moving forward in a relatively quick time frame. But to echo the comments of those that have gone before me, it is simply not good enough that we can now see the direct impact of the downgrading of the Down Museum and the reduction of staffing levels is having on the opening hours of the museum over the Easter period. We're emerging from COVID now. We need to be opening things up, bringing people into the district, and the Down Museum needs to play a vital role in that. And it's simply not good enough that now it's going to be closed on weekends over the next number of weeks. Hopefully this review will get to the heart of those problems that are causing those closures. But unfortunately it's a little bit too little. Too late for this Easter period. Una asked half of my question there, which is when will the review start, but I also want to ask when you expect it to finish. I think it's very important that we bookend this clearly, that stakeholders know not just when it's likely to start, subject to ratification at full council, but also a clear time frame with minimal slippage for when it is going to complete. I think it's very clear that message needs to go out to the stakeholders who are extremely concerned about this ongoing downgrading, when they can expect this review to complete, and that we can see clear and tangible outcomes as a result of it. I also want to ask who the independent specialist the council has in mind for this. I mean, I understand this is probably subject to some sort of procurement, but would there be an idea of people who might be able to tender for this sort of quite specialist work? Where would council be going to try and procure for it? I imagine it would be quite a complex thing to go outside of the council to procure for, when most of the knowledge of the workings of the museum exist within the council. I think it's important that the objectives include consideration of leadership of the Down Museum. That's not explicitly spelled out there in the objectives. One of the major issues that stakeholders, myself and others, have is the fact that we now have a full-time curator based in Newry and not a full-time curator at the Down Museum. So whilst there is a deputy curator going to be based at the Down, a full-time curator is a key demand for stakeholders. So it's very important that leadership role, someone that can be full-time based at the Down Museum and set strategic direction for the museum, is given consideration within this review. So I would like to see leadership of the Down Museum included in this terms of reference. Just on the stakeholders as well, a few people have come forward to contact myself, knowing that this review terms of reference was coming forward. And some that are, I believe, missing from the list might include the likes of the Downpatrick Railway Museum, the Killaloe Family History Society, U3A, and the Ulster Archaeological Society. Also might want to give consideration to some local business owners. I'm thinking particularly Steve McGorian at Denver's. All of the above mentioned have been quite involved in the campaign for to oppose the downgrading of the Down Museum thus far. So I think it would be important that they have a say in this review. Also, it's now the Lochiel and Down Historical Society as well. They must have expanded out just if officers would want to update that. But I do thank the officers for bringing this forward in a timely fashion. But if they could give me clarity in particular around the time frames for beginning and end of the review, it would be much appreciated.
Thank you, Councillor Bryan. Andy, do you want to come back on this, from those points?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think we recognise as officers that the conclusion of the review would be in everyone's best interest as well. So we hopefully will have it concluded as soon as possible. I can't offer a timeline on that because I suppose we're going to appoint an independent chair, and that chair or lead in terms of the assessment will undertake those stakeholder meetings, undertake a programme of works. But essentially, we would be hoping to conclude it in a matter of several weeks, not going on months and months. So that's certainly the case. We'd like to get this concluded as soon as possible. In terms of the list of independent assessors, yes, that's correct. There are only a select number probably that would have the skills and experience and knowledge of the museum sector overall to undertake these works. So, and it will be subject to the procurement process as such. So there are a number of individuals identified, but that'll be subject to a process around that. Staff and structures, of course, will be considered as part of it, and that will include the positions of the leadership as per se or the management structure within that, and then stakeholders certainly chair content to add those additional stakeholders to the list if members are agreeable.
Thank you for that. Andy, Councillor Kern, are you looking to come in again?
No, my question has been answered in the answer to the Councillor Brown there, so it has in relation to the staffing and when things are going to happen. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Kern. Can I just ask folks, is the sound quality any better? Yes, thank you. Middle of the road, okay. Better, not too good, okay. I don't know what's taking that. Okay.
No, it's still not that good, Chair, but if that's the best it is, we'll have to put up with it.
Hopefully we'll be back in the chamber next month and then you'll all be able to hear me. Because you'll be sitting beside me.
I think that's the only way.
Yep, so do I. Because it was very lonely here. So, folks, we have a proposal around Councillor Andrews, and we have... can we have a seconder from the floor, or I'm happy to second?
So proposed. So seconded, the Chair.
Okay, Councillor Kern's happy to second that. Okay, so we can move on then to item number 6 and 7. Items number 6 and 7 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to these financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? So proposed by Councillor Burgess and Councillor Andrews, who's happy to second that. Okay, so just give a few moments. Okay, so whilst in closed session, item number 6, Ulster Valley Sponsorship, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Burgess, it was agreed that Council enters into a sponsorship agreement with the event promoters with regard to the Ulster Valley event in Newry in August 2022. Item number 7, the graphic design contract, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed to approve the business case and Council to undertake the necessary procurement exercises to tender and appoint a graphic design, artwork and print management services contract for tourism for a 3-year term. Okay, folks, so items number 8 to 14 are for noting only, and I would recommend if you have any issues on those items to raise them with the officer listed on the report. And that will conclude our meeting this evening, folks. So thank you for your attendance. Apologies again for the issues with the sound. Hopefully it will be rectified by next month. I just want to take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy Easter and hopefully get a few days off and a chance to enjoy it with the family. Okay? Take care.
Thanks, Chair. And the same to yourself.
Thank you, Chair.